Apple days. Don't groan. There's room for another apple poem. No one is counting how many have been penned, sung, stamped into books and magazines. There is no quota for recipes, with or without the skins, tart and sweet, red and green, that glorify the juicy, firm insides, palest yellow around their seeds, which radiate like tiny, tear-shaped chestnuts from mysterious beginnings. Yes, I've picked them, traipsed up and down manicured rows of trees, deceptively stout, prolific. I've washed them lovingly, held some in my cupped hands, marveling at their perfection. Some I've eaten whole, others sliced, arranged artfully on small white plates to entice my he and my her to partake. I've baked my share of crisps and pies, made thick, pruny compote, rendered sweetly honeyed ones into cakes that nod to autumn and Rosh Hashanah. Truth is, after my gallbladder became medical waste, quite needlessly I now believe, after that my romps with raw pomme de terre were over. For years I could not digest them unless cooked beyond reason, mashed to runny sauce that bore little trace of their glorious beginnings. Then I discovered digestive enzymes, which made miracles happen between my gut and the apples. Those grainy, odd-tasting chewables arrive now in dark jars and by subscription, so my apple days may continue. Perhaps I should poem of them, an ode to cellulase and amylase, protease and papayan. Might that bring readers galore, all rushing to chew on my earnest words?